Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This was the other thing that came up in my heart. Brother Hagin said, when that kind of thing would happen, I'd get with my company and we would pray. Amen. He said, you know the trouble with people today? They don't know how to pray. Amen. He said, they go to God for 5 minutes, he said, and then they get up and they try to find it another way because they don't want to pray. He said, when I first started praying, he said, I'd pray an hour in the Holy Ghost. And he said, and the devil would tell me, look at what a mess you did, that you didn't achieve anything. You didn't accomplish anything. He said, so you know what I did? I got back down on my knees and I prayed another hour. I said, now, devil, if you tell me that when I pray this hour, what I'm going to do is I'm going to double up again and I'm going to pray another hour or another 2 hours. So what happens is people, instead of trying to go to God for their answers, they're seeking other doctrines. They're seeking other things because they don't want to spend the time with God to find out the answers. They want to find a quick fix for the answers. They want to find another way to do it. But the only way to do it is to seek God and not people. Brother Hagin said he used to have to get on his knees. And anybody, how many of you ever heard him tell these things? That he spent an hour in prayer and the devil laughed at him and made fun of him and said, aren't you a pretty sight? You wasted this time. You should have been in the church taking care of this and taking care of this and taking care of this. You should have been visiting these people and taking care of this and taking care of this. And here you are, you wasted that whole hour. He said, well, Mr. Devil, just for that, I'm going to pray another hour. And if you say it again, I'm going to double it up then. He said, but by the time he got to, what was it, the third hour? He hit a gusher and got his answer. Now, he didn't go seek this person's opinion and this person's opinion and this person's opinion and a new doctrine and a new place and change everything he was doing. He went to God and found out the answer. But with our busy lives today, nobody wants to take 1 hour, much less 3 hours, to spend with God and find out the answer for themselves. They want to find it out from somebody else. So this is what the Lord told me last night. You know, Keith's been teaching us from the Word that there's no fear in love and that we're not to yield to fear, but to faith. And he even said this statement. He said, there is a truth for every terror. You remember that? Well, Keith is a visionary, and I'm a doer. So when I hear him teaching on something, I'm constantly thinking, okay, so how do we do that? I do. That's what I do. How do we apply that? What do we do? Where's the practical side of that? What do we do to apply that? Because when he says something, we are the doers. I do it, then I make Dave do it, then I make Rob do it, then I make Dan do it. Then we do it. Okay? That's what we do. So last night when he was teaching, this is what came up in my heart. I'm thinking about how do we practically apply this word that he's saying. Okay? There is a truth for every terror, and there's no fear in love. And you don't yield to fear, but you yield to faith. And this came up very, very strong in my heart, that so many ministers are getting in fear about losing people. About losing people, that if they'd hold to the truth instead of the terror, that there's no fear in love, and they would think totally different, their results would be totally different. Let me explain. Okay, if you saw a person or a family leave your church and go to another church, or you're a minister and you saw, you're a traveling minister and you saw a partner go to another ministry and hook with them or give to them or something, and you immediately thought, Well, maybe that's better for them. And I know they'll be a blessing to that church. And you think in love instead of in terror that you're losing somebody. Amen. Or in terror that you're being selfish, that you're going to lose their money and you're not going to have enough to do what you need to do. But you think in love it could be better for them. It's definitely going to bless another pastor. Then God can in turn bless you.
Amen.
Because that's what love does. And let me explain to you what he was telling me. What people are doing is they are trying to chase people. They're trying to chase what's going on in society. Maybe all the programs this church is doing. This church has this group, and this church has this group, and this church has this program, and this church has this program, and we don't have all that, so we don't have all these people. Right. Or this church has this music thing, or this church has this music thing, or this church is doing their music this way, or this church is dressing this way, or this church is doing this, or this church is doing that. And maybe if we would do that, we'd have more people. Well, you want to know the big problem with that? Did God tell you to do it that way? Because if God did not tell you to do it that way, you could be getting the wrong people in your church. And the wrong people in your church could just be a problem for you and a drain on you and not a blessing to you. They could eat your counseling time. They could cause you to be at the hospital for visitations 24/7. When we pray for these meetings, we don't just pray, God, send us everybody. Everybody come. Everybody come. Fill every seat, God. Everybody come. No, we pray, God, everybody that is supposed to be here, send them. And God, everybody that's not supposed to be here, keep them away. Because who wants to deal with any pastors ever dealt with any trouble people? Are they a blessing to you? They're not a blessing. Right people come when you follow God's way. Wrong people come when you follow the devil's way. Because everybody has a person that they're supposed to go to. They have people that they're supposed to hook with. Everybody don't like Keith and I. Do you know that? And everybody's not supposed to be in these seats. Do you understand that? And everybody's not supposed to be in your church. Let me give you an example. I had the privilege, and it was one of the greatest joys of my life, and I hope I get to do it again with this church some, but to be over our youth group in Branson. And we didn't have a youth group to start with. We just had nobody doing our youth because everybody that we knew told us, to have a youth group, you have to get some young rock and roll kid to do your youth group that will attract all the youth. That's what everybody told us. But I would pray, and I would pray, and I would pray. And I'd say, God, what do you say about the youth? And this kept coming to my mind every time I would think about the youth. Every time the youth would cross my mind, this would come to my mind. Brother Hagin would say, you know what? We took a poll on our radio broadcast, and they told us that more youth listen to us than any other minister, even the youth ministers on the radio, because they wanted to hear the truth of the word for themselves. And so that's the way I pray. Lord, show us how to do it. So when we started our youth group, I just didn't do anything, not because I was trying to be rebellious or because I was trying to be different. I was trying to do it the way I felt like the Lord was dealing with us to do it. And you know what? I don't look like no punk rocker. I can't even sing. So we started our youth group that night. And you know what we did? I said, y'all want music? Would y'all like to have some really good music in here? And of course they all yelled from the rafters, yes! I said, we can have the very best music. Are y'all game for it? They said, yes. I said, we can have drums and guitars and singers and everything. They said, yeah, and their faces lit up. And I said, great, are y'all ready? And they said, yeah. They said, who are we gonna get? I said, you're looking at them. You're looking at them. I said, who wants to play the piano? And one kid goes. I said, who wants to play the drums? Another kid goes. Who wants to play the bass? Another kid goes. Who wants to play the guitar? Another kid. Y'all ever played? Those very kids today are playing in our church on the main platform. And every few years, we just laid our hands on them, we prayed over them, and we said, Lord, anoint them. They got to do this. We got to do this. You know the first song we played in youth? Mary had a little lamb. And I remember one other time, we played a Christmas song. What was it, Carrie? You remember that night in youth? We played, it was a little Christmas song they played with one finger. Somebody had taught them. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, that's the way we did our youth band. And they have done an extraordinary job. But now the reason that I'm telling you that is, and we didn't have the preaching, nobody stood up behind a pulpit, we made a circle, and the youth taught me. Because they like teaching. Teenagers like telling you everything. So I thought, tell me. Tell me, but tell it to me from the Bible. You want to have sex? Prove it to me. You want to drink? Prove it to me from the Bible. You want to be rebellious to your mom and dad? Prove it to me. Let's tell me anything you want to tell me. Just tell me. And they do it. Week after week after week after week. And I loved it. But I didn't do it the way anybody else said do it. But now those very same youth are playing all these instruments and they're doing all this stuff. But the reason I'm telling you that is because these youth have a purpose now. Do you understand that? They have a reason to come to youth. Instead of just sit there and listen to somebody preach at them, they get that every day at school. They get that from their parents. They get that from their neighbors. And the reason I'm telling you this is because your church is an individual church. Your ministry is an individual ministry. Just like everybody's marriage is a totally different thing, everybody's church is supposed to be totally different. I just told Miss Gloria this yesterday in the car. I said, you know what? The most amazing thing to me about having two churches is it's like two kids. They are totally different. They come from the same parents, but they're totally different. And that's the way every church or every ministry is supposed to be. Not one of them is going to be the same.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.